I don't even know what episode this is. Episode 5.
You put 2021 episode. You need to put the damn number.
If I'm not mistaken, this is episode 44. And like this technically, well, this is technically our first episode of the year.
I'll be tired, man.
I do too.
I'll be tired.
I be living.
I said come at 10, but I ain't woke up all 10:30, 10:40.
That's why you gotta be born to kill.
Bro, what do you mean? Alright, fuck it. Start the list, man.
Well, how's 2021 been?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I'm tired as hell. I'm tired of sleeping.
Man, me too. Bro, I've been out of work.
Yeah.
Computer gone, so I'm gone.
We gotta record on the tablet.
Yeah, gotta record on the tablet.
iPad.
I can't even like ship out no orders. It's crazy.
Lose the money.
Oh God. And then I gotta pay to get my computer fixed. That's what made me cry, oh God. But I've been chilling, man.
Chilling. Man, what I been saying?
Nah.
So we ain't gonna get into that.
I mean, we can. Shout out to my
you know, talk about it.
Close associates.
I feel like we do that every time.
Yeah, we do. I've been with Noah though. Lately.
Yeah.
Noah, Jalen, no.
No.
Yeah, we be going out to eat.
No.
And then we went to like, we went to see, the other day we went to go see some dogs. It was sad, I ain't gonna lie. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, it felt like they was like just in jail. I was just thinking like, imagine like just getting out of prison and going to Petland. Like, that shit sad.
Man, they be happy though. They be happy to see people. But you see the whole wall and it's like just in us looking.
I'm like, damn. That shit hurt.
Y'all sound like a little waver to pet them and stuff?
You know I got this.
You mean like the room, sound a waiver and shit?
Nah. I don't even think she didn't sign a waiver. Dejiana went in the room. They didn't even sign a waiver. Mm-hmm. They just took the dog out and let her run around and shit. But they had like certain dogs that was like, I guess, since they just being born, they were just born recently, like they can't be around anybody unless you're going to buy them. Because I guess they'll get sick and die.
Or get too attacked. Like that. But yeah, they got like a big ass turtle
walking
around now.
Oh, yeah.
Living.
Oh, God.
You got no cage and then you just walk around. The little weasels there, what they call fairies or whatever.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that the government probably got... No, not the government, but I was thinking that turtles, the reason why they probably be living so long is because they life be so slow. Like...
Every time looking cool as hell, they ain't eat shit for real.
Oh, God. Just live.
That's the Galapagos turtles. Big as fuck, like 100 years.
Yeah, I know it's one that's close to 1,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
But what you want to start with?
You know, it's really been a lot. We need this shit like 2-3 weeks. It's a lot.
It's been a crazy year already.
You didn't even need a list.
Bro, we... Bro, it's 7... Well, it's be 7 days in. Well, nah, 14 days in.
Two weeks in,
and it's been a lot. White people.
The Cubians going crazy. Storming the Capitol.
Yo, when I seen that, I was like, I'm not surprised.
I'm thinking, how do you get away with that?
They're white.
Like, just, I mean, like, I see a protest going out there, but you storming that bitch? Getting in there? How you doing that?
That ain't different.
Nah, we would have did this shit. They would have lined us up.
Bro, I don't even think we would have made it to the steps, bro. That is, you would have made it to the steps. They different.
They was cooperating shit, police. They was like, they let them through.
I'm lying. I don't get it.
I mean, one girl got killed.
Nah, they caught the... Man. Yeah, they caught the...
Paulson or something like that. I don't know. Somebody peep.
She got pap. She got clapped. Bro. That girl right there, bro. Bro. I was like, you seen the video?
Yeah.
Bro. Bro, that's crazy. But I didn't expect that, though. I didn't expect, like, because...
I didn't either.
Usually, you know, but the National Guard is already...
Yes. What if I tell them, okay, y'all come there, just cause ruckus, but don't go too far, and she went too far.
Yeah. I was like, dang.
Bro, they had people in there looking like zombies. Dude, bro. Going through the window, had a gun to the head, they still bashing shit.
Bro, did you see dude was in the lady office, feet up, kicked up. Bro.
You just can't do that, man. I mean, it was like two black dudes in there, he was just looking around, just like...
Oh God!
Enjoying the view. He wasn't doing
nothing.
He was just chilling.
Dude was making sure he didn't do nothing. But that was crazy though.
Bro, shit like that can call like civil war, bro.
You think? Well, we about 6 days away from January 20th. I think it might get that far.
Like a civil war. I don't know. I'm thinking not like locally. None of this shit happened like that. For
yeah, not locally.
I see on social media, everybody just bad each other and shit, but like real life locally, that nothing like that really happening.
I see it happening out there.
In the cities, like cities over there, DC and shit, might happen, but over Pensacola, then it happened.
Because you know I know the National Guard right now, they sleeping in the Capitol right now. Because they prepare.
Yo. We need storming shit. Right. We need storming shit.
But that just go back to tell you, like, I remember it was a video. It was a video I was watching on Instagram. Like, it was months. It was, like, early last year. And it was, like, if Trump lose, this was before the election. If Trump lose, it's going to be a civil war or something. You know, they had their little guns, their rifles, whatever. I really think they really going to keep through on their promise.
Something like, what is Trump really doing for them to be going this hard?
Nothing.
I think they just like him as a figure.
Yeah.
Not as a president of what he does.
I really think, to be honest with you, I don't even think Trump races like that for real. I really think like he knows his audience.
Yeah, he playing that card.
And then it's like he in position, because I don't really think he thought he was going to win at all anyway. But now that he got the position, he doing whatever he was playing.
Am I one? Y'all for real? He said, "Proud boys, stand back, stand by."
Cause look, them. Cause at the end of the day, like those are people who got him in, and then what they bro, just all he doing is recording videos,
tweet,
bro, Twitter. Trump is going crazy, bro. That man going crazy. Then he got
banned from the internet. Now he get banned from Google.
Exactly. That happened to Alex Jones. They banned him from the internet. He's like a supreme, like, he's like an extremist. Like, I used to listen to Alex Jones. I ain't even gonna lie.
Oh, radio host? Oh, I know this nigga. Man, this is, they be screaming and shit.
Yeah, Alex didn't make crazy, bro.
You dumb bitch. Piece of shit.
Bro, Alex done went crazy. But yeah, he banned from the internet too. But I think Trump gonna, he probably gonna come through, you know, create his own network. And like, just like, life after presidency or something like that. You gotta know it's coming, because he gonna, you know, they banned him from Twitter, so he gonna get his thoughts out.
He got OnlyFans.
Oh, bro?
He got OnlyFans. Yes. Why he doing like sexual shit? He like, yeah, still talking. You need to get banned from OnlyFans.
Should make sense. But shoot, that money is something else. Bro, I can't believe Shopify banned him.
Shopify?
Like damn, he can't even sell his product. I didn't know you get banned from Shopify.
Yep, he had that OnlyFans account. That's hilarious.
How much is it?
They took it down.
Ah, see? Bro, being from everywhere. Bro. Only fans, bro. But he a billionaire, though. So, he got money to come through, create his own platform or whatever.
He probably make his own damn app.
Like 100 million. Man, Trump crazy. Trump. But I think this is what we need, though.
What?
Trump, like a president that really just, he don't give up. Oh, shoot.
Store's full.
iPhone store is full.
Yeah.
That's cap. Yeah, that's cap. What?
Kind of different.
Yeah, technical different. We still recording now.
But you say you need a president like that, but what do you want like that on our side?
Oh.
We didn't have too many the other side. They don't give a fuck.
My deleted catch was like
goodbyes.
Yeah, like I never deleted nothing officially. But he, Trump done lost his mind.
I like the attitude too, but like, he on the wrong side of having an attitude.
Yeah. He keeping it real, but I think he digging a hole for himself though. He digging a hole for himself that he probably won't be able to really come back from.
He might be the only president that's gonna really need that much security after he president.
Facts. And then, like, what? Any,
niggas gonna try to kill him.
You think so?
After he's done for being president, they gonna try to kill that man.
I don't really think so.
It ain't gonna be from, like, from Americans trying to assassinate. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Dang. I didn't think about that, because, and I know he just got a
warrant. I don't know what country it was, but yeah, a little, like, Middle East.
Yeah, because they tried, yeah, gunned down. I remember that. I told y'all Trump was out there sending hits for no reason.
They killed a man with a drone. Whatever the man would name
was. I'm like, bruh, y'all gotta chill. But see, Trump, but he kind of like messing it up now, because now he got impeached a second time, so you know, when you get impeached twice, like, you don't get the social, not the, you don't get the Secret Service no more.
Yep.
You don't get the pension either. So really, like, after this, he on his own.
Yeah, they're trying to kill that man. They're trying to kill that man.
I don't think you can run again either.
They're trying to kill that man.
But dang, yo, Trump.
Damn, pretty darn.
Trump, man.
Free of darn.
Shouldn't be like this.
It all been so simple.
You right.
I kind of think it'd be worse if Hillary was president. Because, you know, the side that stormed the Capitol, they would have went wild. They would have went even wilder.
Yeah. Nah, you're right, because... Because didn't like all the MAGA stuff, that wouldn't that start, didn't that start like during when they was all running together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they would have came through. A woman!
But he won to see by a landslide in 2016.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie. I you ain't really had no choices.
You ain't gonna need Lord.
Cause I want either or.
Yeah, I couldn't vote anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Niggas kill us. You ain't vote.
Oh, you vote? You're a voter? Did you vote? That sticker. And then like, I hate when people they ask, they be like, you a voter or whatever, but you know, they don't want to know about nothing else. They don't want to know how's work going. They don't want to know if do you need some money? Do you need help? But did you vote? Let you not vote. Trump. I think Biden is not going to be the best though. I think we going right back on lockdown.
Well, of course, to that, niggas ain't wearing a mask. Niggas ain't sitting in the house. Like. Damn, this shit just gonna keep spreading.
Man, we're gonna be locked up for real.
I didn't see somebody had it. They had it twice at my job. Damn. They had it, recovered, came back, got it again.
I took my gun class yesterday, and it was like, the instructor said he caught it twice, and he just went ahead and took the vaccine, so he not wearing no mask.
that's still, like, stupid, though.
I like, bro.
Like, I mean, you're cured, but this nigga that's around you, he's not.
You won.
Yeah, you won, but, like, you can't. So I took the vaccine. It's like, it's Disney like that, bro. That's kind of weird, man. Gun shops and shit. Gun rings, things like that.
Matter of fact, the whole time I was there, I was thinking, like, I wonder who is a Trump supporter in here.
Yeah. Like, all that. Oh, we're all right.
On God. And then, I ain't gonna lie, I learned some laws that I didn't even know that was laws. Like, you know, it's like, they was telling me, you know, the police don't even really know, a lot of the police don't even know the gun laws. It's just basically, it just based off who you run into as a cop.
I know, like, specifics, like, magazine size and stuff like that.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't, like, even know if you can carry and stuff. Like, some cops, they believe that you can have it in your car concealed. Other cops, they don't. It just depends on who the cop is. So I was like, dang, that's crazy. Like,
so we'll lock me, change, like, you can go to jail one time, not go to jail another time.
But then they said if you do get caught with it without a permit, that's 10 years, like, max. 10 years minimum. Yeah, minimum. It was three, but it changed to 10.
Like, any gun or a handgun?
That's a good question.
Cause I know a handgun is probably that.
Could be me. Y'all better buck.
Cute blade on me.
Facts. Better run. Trump going out in style, though. But no, did you see the article I sent y'all? His words was you either gonna go out like a patriot or you gonna go out like a pussy.
Yeah, he said that shit to
Yo, I salute Trump for keeping the same energy, bro. This has probably been one of the most entertaining presidential moments in history for me.
Okay, so in Florida, you need a permanent license for a rifle or shotgun, but you need it for a handgun. You need a permit to carry a handgun. Huh. Yeah, that makes sense, though.
That makes sense.
That's a little more dangerous than a rifle, I guess. Yeah. With a shotgun, he can see you moving that big motherfucker around.
Oh, God.
But that makes me wonder, how do niggas shoot up Walmarts with that big-ass rifle? Like, you see me coming up the parking lot, just walking.
I'm telling you, bro, they're like, America and how they feel when white people do something, bro, they don't see it.
But nigga concealed carry, they don't let tackle his ass.
Oh, God. You know, the dude who shot them protesters or whatever, the kid, he actually a kid, he out on bond.
Yeah, they built him out. I think they said it was an actor or like some kind of business person built him out.
Yeah, like, bro, what?
Where was he when they stormed the Capitol? Trying to protect the shit.
Oh, God. The Capitol. But, you know, they don't see no. Me and one of my friends, like, one of our friends was talking about how their ex significant other felt about stuff like that. And he's one of them. He feel as if, like, they don't see no wrong in what they was doing at the Capitol. But the people at the Black Lives, you probably already know, but the Black Lives Matters, that's all wrong to them.
That's a government they wouldn't know, bro. That's
I was like,
that shouldn't be able to be stormed.
I was like, bro,
that shouldn't be able to be stormed, bro. I mean, I can kind of see, like, if they didn't go in there breaking shit, now say yeah. But if they went in there breaking shit, being at the girl desk and shit, reading her emails and shit, like, you can't do that.
Bro said, he said, this is what needs to happen.
Nah, they would just build up that protest and screaming and shit. Or maybe even, like, stormed it, but don't break nothing. But, like, They wouldn't have breaking shit. They riding. They looting.
Oh, God. I'm running through all them people's stuff. But shoot. That's crazy, though.
And people not saying shoot them like they shoot us, but like, just don't shoot us.
Right?
I heard you don't shoot them. Me.
But one of them did get clapped.
No, I heard it was four. They got killed. I think it was like a police person got killed, and then somebody got like trampled. No, actually, heard it. They beat the police with an American flag. They beat him to death.
Damn. Bro, what?
They did beat him to death with an American flag.
Yo, these people gotta chill.
That's shit.
But, you know, Trump going out in style and fashion.
He went out with a fucking bang.
Literally.
He gonna burn some shit before you go.
You go out like a patriot or go out like a pussy?
But presidents talk like this, bro.
Yeah.
This nigga's not a president.
See, but that's what happens when they just let anybody feel like they can just take office.
This nigga off the streets.
Now, if Obama would have acted like this, they would have killed him.
Yeah, they would have killed him. They killed him because he didn't act like that.
Oh, God. Trump, we gotta chill. But you know, that's crazy. But what else you wanna touch on? It's been a lot that's happened.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some more political shit. But I don't know too much.
The Democrats has been winning a lot lately.
I know. Yeah.
They won Atlanta again.
Georgia.
I mean, honestly, I'm not a voter. I'm not really a voter. At this point, I don't even care anymore. Because it's like, bro.
I'm guessing this, like, representation. Like, internationally. Because locally, that's the only thing that affect me. But, like,
yeah,
the presidential, it doesn't affect me that much. Personally.
Fact. That's how I feel locally. But even locally, like, the stuff that was be going on down here. Like,
yeah.
Dude was running against his brother. Like, bro, what is going on? So, you know, I just let these people do that. Dang. Hello? Okay, I'll be there in, like... 20 minutes. I'm still recording.
Yeah, let me carry this over.
Alright.
I got that certified Lover Boy leak.
That's not that album.
Huh?
That's not that album.
I got it. The whole thing. And it's trash.
We can take however long.
I'm just saying. I got the
whole album. Nah, but I've been had that leak. All of those leaks are like from last year. It's just like
All I want is not around. It's the only Drake song that I want.
Oh, you didn't get it?
No, like
that was in the leak.
Like,
the
whole thing.
Yeah.
They won the chorus.
Nah, it was the whole thing. It was it was basically all his leaks that leaked last year all together. So it was like a organization, a Lucky Lefty. It was a song. Zodiac Sign. That was hard. Not Around. But I can tell that one album. Because I have all of those songs. It's just like... What is this doing for me? Like, bro, that's trash. Like, I'm trash. If that was the album. But I know that's not the album. Because I'm pretty sure Drake wouldn't let his whole... Yeah. And this is short for a Drake.
I think he let it out purposely. Some of the songs he let out purposely.
Yeah. Test the little vibe. Now, some of them songs he need to keep, though. How's it? My feelings are Lucky Lefty.
I wasn't a big Drake fan. I think this album, he needed to condense it. Because Scorpion was too damn big. Definitely. To be trying to please everybody. He needed to condense it and just be like, okay, this my album.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. I ain't trying to do everything for everybody.
I don't understand why he just won't do a full rap album with just three, like, singing songs.
Because it might not stream as much. He might get respect, but niggas ain't finna play this shit all day. It ain't finna top the charts for all year like it usually does with Drake. Yeah. Like most of his stuff, like most rap stuff, you know, it got respect and might chart the first week, but after that, nobody listen to it no more. Cause you can't play it in the club.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the album. The album's probably gonna be amazing. But I think this also, like, this album for me is like a it's gonna be an indicator of where Drake is, like, in musically. I think after this, it's like either you gonna evolve into something like Hov, or like you just that singing rapping nigga. Cause I mean, like, yo, you been the biggest for 10 years. It's like, what's next?
10. So you say he been biggest since Take Care?
They weren't really messing with him. Thank Me Later. Everybody was not. I don't know nobody that was fucking with Thank Me Later. I know people that was fucking with Thank Me Later. So
in 2010,
Thank Me Later. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody was fucking with Thank Me Later. People say So Far Gone was his best.
Yeah, I think I like So Far. Personally, I think I like So Far Gone.
But you know, Take Care, you know, it's just a vibe. Like, it hit. That hit different.
I've never heard Take Care completely.
Are you serious?
Well, I heard most of it from other people playing it. So I never really, like, you know, click on it.
You never had
a heartbreak? I say it all the time. Like, I never click on a Drake album because I'm going to hear it regardless.
You never had a heartbreak?
No, bro. They came out 2011. I was 11 years old.
Bro.
My heart was not broke at the time. you had no business being 11 years old playing Take Care and crying to the shit. Having those emotions. You don't feel that. You're not supposed to be feeling that.
But Take Care, that was just a masterpiece.
It was crazy. why are you going through that?
I don't think that could ever be recreated. This music in my ear. You know,
Did you forget Kanye West dropped in 2011?
Trash.
Watch the Throne came out of the year.
Oh, never mind me. Ain't Kanye getting divorced?
Apparently.
He might. I ain't gonna lie, he need it. Because ever since Kim came into his life, he's,
He gonna go down a spiral regardless. They might make it worse.
True.
If he ain't lose his mom, he probably be peaced up.
I think that's what
that's what happened.
Bro lost his mind.
He went down.
But, I mean, you know, it happens. I guess.
But I don't know. We're probably going to get some good music from that. But I don't, you shouldn't really care about that. Get no good at music. But it's the music going crazy.
I think Kanye. Or maybe this is really him. Maybe this nigga just crazy. Crazy as a nigga. Because I'm like, you just do too much. For it not to be you.
He do stuff because he said, some people might say he can't do it. He do shit out of spite. Like Trump do the same shit.
Where is Kanye now?
I'm going to assume Wyoming.
I wonder how you feel.
I'm going to assume Wyoming.
I wonder how you feel about Capitol Hill. I heard Kanye in a minute.
That's Murder Kanye was, I think, the Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan shit. And Gap went up. You pulled quick as hell.
Of course. Yeah, I think I'm good. I'm done with Gap. You know what I'm on, bro.
I mean, you on Bitcoin. I mean, that shit's going. If it don't drop like low as fuck so I can buy a full Bitcoin, I'm not buying.
Ah. You know, Bitcoin is so big right now. You know, it's people who they had coins in Bitcoin, but they can't access them.
I seen that too.
Bro, you're missing out on millions. That's stressful. And then, like,
if Bitcoin them, if they know it's there, like, let them access it.
No, see, that's the thing with Bitcoin.
If you got the password.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing with Bitcoin. The reason why Bitcoin is so risky, this is really why Bitcoin is not used as a currency officially yet, is because Bitcoin is a currency with no backing. Nobody's running it. Mm. It's mysterious. Like, so for instance, if I'm not using Cash App or I'm not using like an app like Robinhood, if I was one of those people who just had the digital wallet, mm-hmm. if I forget my password, it's on me because there's nobody over it. And it's a limited amount of coins. So really, Bitcoin is probably like risky as hell.
Gotta be.
Cause you lose your money. That's it. I mean, you can always get it back, but I mean, it's just it depends. Cause nobody know what it's gonna do. Cause it's digital.
But it should say 39,567 for one.
Hell yeah. But see, you know them little shares. You feel me? I made what? I turned $12 into 30 something.
Now you would have turned 12 into about 40 something if you kept stay with Gap.
Man.
Just wait till the clothes drop. When they announce the clothes dropping. Not the announcement that they collabing, but announce that the when you get to see the sketches and shit.
When I see the sketches, that's what I'm gonna buy.
Why? That's what everybody else buying.
Cause when it drop.
It ain't gonna drop when they announce it, that's gonna go up because everybody gonna start buying it.
I'm gonna give me some. I'm gonna get back in the cap.
It was at 12 when I first told you about it.
But I be getting really honestly. But that's a thing though, like with stocks though. It's like
it's for rich people. I was just gonna say it's for rich people, man. If you ain't put hundreds in, you ain't getting nothing back for real.
Yeah, and then like the goal, like the sit, let it sit there, mm-hmm. bro. It's like, bro. But I had like one of my mentors. They were telling me like. A smart thing to do is like to, if you don't even have $100,000 saved, you shouldn't even be looking at shit like that.
$100,000 saved? Yeah, that's what he said. Who is he? Oh my god. $100,000 saved? I wouldn't give a fuck about no stocks. Obviously, because I probably got a good job or something.
Yeah.
But if I got $100,000 saved, I probably ain't worried about no stocks. That means I'm getting money from something else anyway.
Yeah. But I was thinking though, I was like, I don't really think any of these like things like stock and shit matter. I really just think it's the cash flow that really matters to like to where you could like, because I mean, anybody could have, they could have $1 million check just one time. But I think the goal, like if you have the goal of just getting that every month, I think that would be more beneficial than you putting your last into like this stock or whatever. Because... Mm-hmm. It's always that risk that you gon' that stock gonna drop. But you know, if I get $100,000, you know, a month, $100,000 a year, you know, that's guaranteed cash flow. Cause you know, by the time we probably old, it probably ain't gonna be no Social Security.
Please, I'm trying to retire. I ain't trying to be 67, so then motherfuckers still working corporate jobs.
Living off Bitcoin.
Working retail at 60 years old. It's like I started 401k.
You know? I really feel proud of myself. One of my investments that I started in 2019 is like, they got like a over a band in there. But I forgot about it though. So I think, you know, I'm doing pretty good, you feel me?
That's how I be most stocks. Like, if you forget about it, it'll like, you just go up and check it, and you're like, yeah, okay.
But mine is secure, though. That's why I put, like, it's like a mutual fund, so I'm not losing no money. The day I lose, I think that's my problem. If I lose, I'm taking out.
Yeah. Like, if it goes down, like 1 point, you taking this shit all the way out.
Oh, yeah, we out.
Yeah, it went from 12 to like 10. You like, oh, I'm pulling this nigga tripping. Like, bro, it was like one day. I'm like, bro, you just bought this shit. I don't know. I gotta put this shit straight because I gotta technically gotta get a bank account.
You don't have a bank account?
I have a bank account. It's not like, it's not like, it ain't in my Navy Federal account. It's like a money network that's like Walmart using shit.
Bruh.
So all my money come on that card, my Navy Federal card.
But it'll get with Chime.
Ew. Everybody getting with Chime.
I have a Chime account, but I don't use it.
Mm-hmm. It just sound
it looked unsafe to me.
Yeah. You didn't get a card number. You just got a chip.
Oh, you serious?
Ain't no card. Well, I guess I did a card number on the back. Yeah, a card number on the back.
I'm going to delete my account. Fuck all that.
Yeah, card number on the back. I don't know, because the girl card I seen, she ain't have nothing but a chip.
Yeah, I think places like Cash App and Chime, I think they good to use, but I know some people, they use those as they like their actual banks.
What? That
Chime and Cash App?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody put their taxes in their Cash App. Like, how you trust that app with that much money?
Exactly. And then, because like, I would understand if it's secured like PayPal. You know, you lose something in Cash App, it's gone. You ain't getting that back. You better pray. But I mean, oh, it is what it is. I might get into cybersecurity though.
Cybersecurity?
Yeah.
I took that in high school.
I was trying to make six figures a year.
It just wasn't like, I wasn't seeing anything from it. Like, I was reading vocabulary terms and shit like that. Like, but we wasn't doing nothing. Like, I was just learning all this shit and just like, what I'm doing with it. I'm learning, like, which chords, and shit. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not, like, doing no hands-on and shit.
That's why I ain't taking it in high school. I learned a lot of the classes I took in high school. It was just like, bro, y'all not even teaching me what I need to be learning. We out here learning vocab words.
Yeah, I feel like I'm learning all these terms and, like, what this chord does. Like, what does mean? But, like, I'm not doing it. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the term being used.
Yeah.
So, what's the difference between that and like taking Latin or some shit? I'm just learning terms.
Facts. Oh, you know that that rapper wanted for murder?
Lucci? Yeah, Lucci. My friend Lucci. I don't know specifically that. I'm thinking it's like what Casanova, like who is charged about. Cause it ain't like him being charged with murder. It's like people here around, they doing him because he like association.
Yeah.
Or it could be like some tax stone shit. And they killed a nigga.
I mean, true. Allegedly. Free tax. Tax come home, by the way, y'all. Just like Rallo. Rallo come home.
Another fucking year, bro.
Yo, Rallo got more time added to his, well, not more time, but they revoked his bond because, you know, he got caught selling drugs in jail.
How?
Apple Watch.
He don't know. What? He got Apple Watch in jail? He don't learn his lesson, bro.
Yo, Riley got a jail, man.
Learn his lesson, bro.
And he was so close. He was close to coming. Oh, man.
That nigga has a coat. He has a coat. Selling drugs with his shirt on.
Yeah, he, Riley gonna be in there for a while, you know, YFN. They say he tried with murder. He might be in there for a while. It's gonna be me.
Who back in jail? No Cap back in jail.
Kodak still in jail.
Kodak still in jail.
Thank God.
You just can't stay out of jail.
Jailbird.
You gotta congratulate niggas that stay out of jail.
Oh God. You see why they be having the whole parties for people who they out of jail because, you know, it's an accomplishment.
Yeah, man. Like,
that'd be a whole accomplishment
for me. I ain't gonna say it's not hard to not go to jail. Cause once you've been there once, they would probably talk to you for a lot.
I don't think it's, but even like with people who get probation, I don't think it's that hard to stay home. People, they just insist on, you know, being around people who do unnecessary things.
Yeah. I kind of think probation is a trap, too. Because, like, sometimes they get probation for, like, 2 years. Like, 2 years of just, like, home and nothing. Like, just working home. That's probably, like, depressing as fuck. You can't hang around nobody. And if you, like, like one of them dudes that be out there, like, you itching, now for 2 years?
The only person who I've seen that, I seen their case was, I feel like the judge was right, was Meek Mill. The last time. Because, you know, At first, I was like, dang, me keep going back to jail. But it's like, the judge telling you all these things, and you continuously do these things. Like, she told you not to ride a dirt bike. And what you did? You rode that dirt bike. And then start crying. And start crying when you went back to jail. Just like he was mad at AK for...
Yeah, he said, I posted a picture of my young boy with a gun. And you reposted it. Bro, you reposted it in the first place. Like, I'm not on the internet then. Yeah, because when you're in probation, like, you can't be around anybody with a gun or anything like that. No matter if they got a license or not, you can't be around them with
it. Now, that's probably the hardest right there. Mm-hmm. But, well, I mean, you can move to a place like New York. You good. And you have guns out there.
It's guns in New York, bro. it's guns in New York, bro. I tell you, right now.
Bro, in the class yesterday, they told me, stay the hell away from New York. Cause they are not playing. You can cover the gun at your ass.
So how do, I be trying to, I'm like, how do niggas even have guns if it's like that?
How do they what?
How do you even have guns if it's like that? Cause ain't LA the same way.
Yeah. I mean, it's easier to bring them in. Cause everybody don't get caught. But it's just to be dumb. Certain people, you know, they get pulled over and the cop just randomly want to search the car. But I understand how it is. Because when I was in New York, bro, this security is tight, bro. The police, it's a police officer on every corner with an AK-47. Every building got a metal detector on that moment. Even the subway.
How the fuck is there crime?
I don't know. No, because they don't be in the boroughs.
Oh. They be in like Times Square or something like that.
Yeah. Now they will do you grimy out there.
Yeah, over the back alleys. Talk about that.
As long as I was in Times Square, I was good. But you can get trampled in Times Square, though. Well, not now, but before COVID.
Chief, you got shot at in Times Square.
Oh, yeah. Now, them people different. Shot at them is different.
I think it was like 4 a.m.
Nah, it wasn't 4 a.m. That was mid-afternoon. But they was committing robberies in broad day. Some people just different. They just live a different life altogether. Bobby coming home too next month.
I heard that before. He's gonna be home in 2020. He's gonna be home in 2018.
Yeah.
How did Roddy get out before him? Because Roddy's supposed to be in there longer than him. But Bobby added more time so Roddy can get, like, less time. But I didn't think he gonna get less time than Bobby.
Well, Roddy said that he had good behavior. But this, he said Bobby wild. Because I remember when Bobby got locked up, I remember that he got in trouble for, like, I guess he had a shank. His girlfriend brought him a shank or something. And then he would get into it with people.
Imagine Roddy Rebel having good behavior than Bobby Smurder.
That's what he said.
I expect Roddy Rebel to help. going bad behavior.
You know, the government's hiding in the new COVID bill. You know, they giving the government like 30 days to to let out everything they know about UFOs, their secrets and
stuff. Yeah, I seen that too. But I don't think it's been aliens type shit. I think probably maybe some shit that they seen in like the '80s or something. Mm-hmm. Like '70s. I don't think nothing current.
I know for sure that they exist, but I don't think we can ever see them because the speed of light is too fast. The way speed works in space, like, we would never see that shit. Because, like, you know, by the time we see a star, that shit is already dead.
Could be gone. But I'm thinking about the travel, like, if the space is big as fuck.
Yeah.
And if you don't move the speed of light, you basically gonna take you years till you can get anywhere.
Exactly. So either the aliens got some different type of technology so they could travel fast, or we just slow. But I think, like, you know, I think the Egyptians, like, people thousands of years ago, I think they had, you know,
alien help.
Yeah, because, you know, it's tribes in Africa, like the Dogon people. They say that they could see. They used to be able to see space with their eyes, or whatever.
I mean, like, years ago when they put out all like lights and shit that we got now, like, you can actually see like the Milky Way and shit. You can still see like places like Arizona where, like, you go tie in the mountains or something without all the light polluting it, and you can like still see like the Milky Way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I believe they exist though. It's probably not gonna be what we expecting though.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe in like no either green big head or like gray big head aliens.
Yeah. You beastly. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't think they're gonna be truthful about it either. I think they probably gonna, you know, give us a little something. Oh, this was we couldn't explain this, but you know, it's nothing that we should be worried about. But I wish the aliens would have came last year, though.
Last year? 2020?
Yeah, I want to go out with a bang. We need to, like, bro. It's too much. It's way too much that be going on around here. This is why you need people like us. You know, let's talk about our podcast, you know. Keep bringing you great content.
Of course. We gotta pop more. I be tired of, like, I be like sleepy and shit. I'm trying to wake up. We got no schedule. Fuck it, randomly.
Yeah.
How we feel or whatever happens.
Facts. Yeah, we can definitely start potting more. I'm a lot freer now. School is a lot easier for me right now.
You fucking school?
Yeah, I started.
You ain't talking about that. You ain't tell me that.
I started Friday, but it's like online.
Yeah.
Well. Two of them are online, and then I got one. I got me and Josie got a class together.
Shout out to Josie.
And, like, I ain't even gonna. That's a whole nother story. Because the class.
Yeah, no class. There's like seven people in the class. Like actual class.
Oh, our class is a full class. It's just a. Oh, no, yeah. Tripping. But. It's nothing but MAGA supporters.
In your class?
And me and Josie class.
Who class is
it? Mass communication.
Probably no niggas in the forward class right now.
True. I just took it because I need the credit. I don't even care what at this point. I don't even care what I take. I just need the credits to graduate. Same as I didn't know she was still in town.
She be out the way. I thought I'd be out the way. She be out the way.
Oh God, she be. Bro was in Mexico one day, back in Florida another, and then back. She was back in Texas within 2 hours. I was like, bro, you live different. Mexico, you know, we tag teaming this semester. But, which one? Do another one next week?
Yeah.
If something crazy happened?
It's 2020 deluxe. Something crazy.
Well, y'all, we appreciate the support. Subscribe, like, share. Also, you know, my friends from Orlando, they be saying they be listening to the show. They love it.
Stop the cap. Huh? Stop the cap.
I'm not. I swear. They be taking it out. But you know, I don't even, what should that episode be called? Storm in the Capitol.
Yeah, some. Well, it ended first. We can talk about that.
Yeah, we out. Shout the Alexander Brand. Please help me pay for my computer to get fixed. It's not a. Please. It's not a. A cheap.
We gotta get on set up right now. I don't know how it's gonna sound.
I think it's just sound good.
It'll be alright.
Yeah, we'll be alright. If not, we just extract it from the video. Mm-hmm. And I needed to edit too.
Some bootleg shit.
Oh God. But yeah, we out. What time you gotta be at work?
1.
Alright. You gotta go back to the house?
No, I already put on my work clothes.
Are you interested in a product that relieves dry hair, skin, stretch marks, and other skin conditions such as eczema? Then you should definitely go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go check out their handmade whipped shea butter. Now, this shea butter is not like any other shea butter. This shea butter is made with the raw shea butter from Africa, but also has natural ingredients such as olive oil, coconut oil, almond oil, jojoba oil, and castor oil, as well as vitamin E and mineral oil to make the product the best that it can be. If you're interested in other skincare products by the Alexander Brand or even essential aromatherapy products, then go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now. In fact, if you go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now and type in the code Just Because discount, you will get 30% off. Again, that is the Just Because discount, and you will get 30% off. So go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go shop now.